High fire danger is a concern again today, with red flag warnings in effect for areas around Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Grand Junction, Vail, and Leadville. And Denver and Boulder could see patchy smoke at times. That's as some big wildfires continue to burn in parts of the state. CPR's Arlo Perez Esquibel has this roundup of Tuesday's fire activity and some Coloradans who shared their experiences.
And I seen the smoke up there kind of starting to, just a small little, couldn't really tell where it was coming from. But it was coming from my area up there. And man, by the time I got out of the doctor's at 9:30, the whole sky was full of, it was 50,000 feet high, the smoke was.
People in the mountains west of Pueblo are still reckoning with the explosive and destructive blow-up by the Aspen Acres fire earlier this week. From less than 400 acres to nearly 23,000 by Monday night.
I've never seen a fire grow that fast ever. Usually it burns for a few days and you get evacuation, pre-evacuation notice,
right.
Everything. There was no pre-evacuation or nothing.
Right.
It went from boom.
Ned
boom.
Pittman lives in Beulah. That is a tiny, unincorporated community on the edge of Pueblo County. Pittman spoke with KRCC's reporter Brianna Heaney yesterday.
Did you have any animals at your house?
No.
Okay, thank God.
Five houses I had on my property, though, and they're probably all gone.
I'm so sorry, sir.
Well, I'm in shock. I cried a bunch yesterday when I just initially seen it. And I'm in shock now. It's devastating. How fast can it change? How your life can change in 24 hours?
Winds had calmed down enough by Tuesday that helicopters and air tankers could join the fight against the fire.
A couple of units have kind of been in and out throughout the day, and it looks like winds will be favorable through the afternoon. So as long as the winds stay calm, they'll continue to fight it via the air.
Okay, great.
Tristan Garcia is with the Pueblo Public Health Department. He said that firefighters were able to make some progress yesterday, but also express caution.
Not a lot of growth to the fire, but also no containment at this point. So.
That was the case yesterday for most of the six major wildfires burning in Colorado. No major progress, but also no big blowups.
So when you hear that phrase, 0% containment, it really means that firefighters haven't been able to block any of the fire's forward momentum.
CPR's Ishan Thakur.
The big fires, well, obviously Aspen Acres, plus the Willow Fire outside Leadville, the Ferris Fire outside the San Juan National Forest, the Snyder Fire on the Utah-Colorado border, the Big Sheep Fire in Huerfano County, and the Gold Mountain Fire outside Ouray. So that town, you know, it's usually packed with tourists for the 4th of July weekend. But even though Ouray isn't under an evacuation order, resident Phoebe Carco, who actually lives at the Ouray Inn, said the town is basically empty.
So we expect 5,000 people in town this week. And I know for us, our reservations have been greatly impacted. So it's definitely a challenge. We're trying to get the word out that we're open for business.
Despite high winds in many parts of the state yesterday, we luckily didn't see any of the fires race toward a community like happened earlier. And that's a huge relief for residents and firefighting crews around the state.
Aerial views of Colorado are still pretty terrifying to look at, with giant plumes of smoke billowing across the state. Bruno Rodriguez with the National Weather Service says fires from the Four Corners region and around Ouray would keep funneling smoke to the Front Range for the next few days. But
we should see some gradual improvement through the week, mainly as those fire weather conditions taper a bit and that smoke production from the various ongoing fires also reduces slightly.
The most critical weather conditions may be subsiding, but Rodriguez says the fire danger, it isn't going anywhere this summer. It is still going to be hot and dry. That is an important reminder to abide by fire restrictions. For one thing, this 4th of July, let's skip the fireworks. And
things like chains, if you're towing, making sure they're not actually dragging on the ground. That's a fairly frequent cause along roadways. Even something as simple as parking on dry cheatgrass or something like that with these kind of temperatures that we're going to be having can be of concern as well.
And let's hope we make it through the week without any more new fires to talk about.